Back in Adar, when the coronavirus first hit, the American yeshivas and seminaries in Eretz Yisrael were forced to shut down along with the rest of the country, and most Bachrim and seminary girls were forced to come home. Due to the recent surge in cases, very few people expected yeshivas and seminaries to reopen this Elul, and this week the unthinkable has happened. The Israeli government has announced that American yeshivas and seminaries will be allowed to reopen in Elul. As it turns out, there is much more to the story than most people are aware of. Welcome to the Yeshiva World Podcast. My name is Yaakov M. Remember to check out my Kosher Politics hotline at 848-261-NEWS, 848-261-6397. I spoke with Rabbi Nechemia Malinowitz. Rabbi Malinowitz has spent weeks working with Gedolim and government officials. He's had a lot of Siyata Deshmaya, which has enabled him to pull off the unthinkable. In the interview that I'm about to share, Rabbi Malinowitz tells us a lot of the backstory that many are unaware of. He discusses his fascinating conversations with Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch Shlita. He talks about the immense Achdus and Kiddush Hashem that has come out of all this, and he explains why, despite a total shutdown on travelers coming into Eretz Yisrael, the government will be allowing American students in. Here now is my exclusive interview with Rabbi Nechemia Malinowitz. We are joined now on Yeshiva World News by Rabbi Nechemia Malinowitz, the man who has been working for weeks to get the Israeli government to allow American yeshivas and seminaries to open up this Elul, and his hard work has paid off. Rabbi Malinowitz, thank you for being here, and congratulations. This is a very exciting day.
Baruch Hashem, it's a very, very exciting day. Happy to be here.
And let me just mention, Rabbi Malinowitz is the head of the Yeshiva and Seminary Coalition for B'nai Chutz La'aretz, and he is the leader of the Eretz HaKodesh Party. The Interior Ministry, led by Aryeh Deri, has announced that yeshivas and seminaries may open in Elul. So what can you tell us?
Well, the story actually starts a few months ago when Masa, which is a government-backed organization, which does not support yeshivas generally and many, many seminaries, they were given entry visas into Eretz Yisrael. I am the liaison for the English-speaking community in Degel HaTorah. So I approached the Yitzchak Pindrus and I asked him about, you know, the fact that this is not really fair, that only Masa students should be allowed in Eretz Yisrael, where all the yeshivas are not really allowed. Just to give you a little bit of background, this has been a problem all along, which is why many of the Gedolim pushed for Eretz HaKodesh to be open, which is that the Haredi community in Eretz Yisrael, and the Haredi community, I'm sorry, in America, in the States, all over the world, is not properly represented in the Israeli institutions and different areas of government where the Reform has taken over, and they do not allow any representation of the Frum.
Right, and just to interject, when you say a problem all along, you mean this has been going on for years, and I would just make the point that, you know, several months ago, when I guess the end of last year, when we were all involved, there were many, many people involved in the campaign for Eretz HaKodesh, and seeing now, in retrospect, what you've managed to accomplish over here, it turns out that we all knew that vote was meaningful, but it's more meaningful than anybody ever imagined.
Right, I mean, this vote allowed Eretz HaKodesh, Baruch Hashem, we succeeded in accomplishing our goal. We are now a Roiv. The Frum community in Eretz Yisrael is a Roiv, and we've
amazing.
Succeeded in Eretz Hashem, not, you know, getting rid of the difficult decrees against the Frum community. So basically, I went to Rabbi Pindrus and Yitzchak Pindrus and different other government officials, and I said, this is not really fair. Why should they, you know, why aren't the yeshiva bachrim being allowed in? So the answer I got back from them was that the reason why Masa is being allowed in is because they're a big organization, and they're someone that's one organization that's taking responsibility for all the different meistis in Eretz Yisrael. They're taking for all of their institutions. And as opposed to the yeshivas, where every yeshiva is on their own, every yeshiva is pushing, every yeshiva is trying to open, but there's no one goof, there's no one entity that represents everybody.
Interesting.
So, therefore, I called a meeting together with a lot of menalim and Rosh Hashivas, and I said, let's open up an entity that will represent the Haredi Tzibur. So I went to, the first thing I did was I went to Moshe Hill. This is a very important thing. I went to Moshe Hill, and I asked him, first of all, should people be coming into Eretz Yisrael? I mean, the corona situation here is not good. There are, you know, a few thousand cases a day. Baruch Hashem, not that many people in a very, very serious condition.
Yeah, it's not nearly as serious,
there are a few hundred cases in the country, and should they be coming in? So Ramesh Hill told me that if we could assure that the Moises will be keeping to the rules and they will be protecting themselves and they will be set up in a way where they won't be put in danger. The students, the staff, and they'll be set up in a way where everything will be safe, then absolutely I should do it. The year in Eretz Yisrael is so important for the girls, for the boys, for the yeshiva bachrim. This is where they can gain a tremendous amount of, whether it's Torah, whether it's hashkafa, whether it's just an understanding of life, you know, being a year alone in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he felt it was a very, very important thing, and we should not have the opportunity, it should not be a situation where half or many, many girls and boys can't get into Eretz Yisrael.
That's fascinating.
So we called a meeting, and there Michelle told me something very interesting. He says, this goof that you're creating has to be zero politics, no political affiliation. Everybody who wants to learn Torah should be a part of it, whether it's yeshivish, whether it's Haredi, whether it's Mizrahi, whether it's Dati. As long, the only thing, boys, girls, Ashkenazi, Sephardi, everybody has to be allowed in it, and the only criteria I have is you're an institution that wants to teach Torah to your Talmidim.
Wow.
And therefore, we invited everybody. Everybody could join. There's no criteria for joining. The only criteria is that you are a Torah institution that wants to teach Torah to Talmidim.
Interesting that he made that stipulation.
Baruch Hashem, we are now holding at 150 institutions from the entire field of Klal Yisrael, the entire Hasidish, Litvish, Modern Orthodox, Mizrahi, Dati, Haredi, everybody is part of this. There's no political affiliation. We are very clear that we are not affiliated with any party politically. And we approached the government as a group.
Did you at any one point think that would be too difficult to get all those different groups on board?
No, I have confidence in Klal Yisrael. No. I then went back to Aryeh Deri and Yitzhak Findrush, and I said, okay, we have a coalition. Every school signed that they were willing to coalition to represent them. I then went to Dr. Mor Yosef, who is the head of Mishrad HaBriot, Rishut HaChusin, Mishrad HaPnim. He's from the big heads, and we presented our plan to him, and the Achdus really blew him away. The fact that everybody's here under one group, and he's not going to have to deal with different groups and different factions. Everybody's here together being represented by one group called, you know, the Seminary and Yeshiva Coalition for B'nai Chol, that he's going to be an advocate for us. And he went to the Mishrad HaPnim, he went to all the different agencies. It's been a very, very long process, because when such a thing has to happen, because as of now, as you know, Eretz Yisrael is closed to tourists. So
right,
anybody who's Israeli could come in, but there are no tourists that could come in. And that's a law right now. The sky, Shamayim Sgurim, the skies are closed. You cannot get into the country as a tourist. Most yeshiva bachrim, married, unmarried, they're all considered tourists until they make student visas. So this would have to really be a change of the entire policy. We had to go through Mishrad HaPnim, the Mishrad HaChutz, the Mishrad HaBriyot, which is the health ministry. We had to go through the Malal, which is a special organization that was set up. Mishrad
LeBitachon. And can I just ask, even students, I mean, I'm assuming secular students are also not going to be allowed in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just tourists.
As far as I know, it's not relevant because the universities are not opening for next year, as of now.
Uh-huh. That might be helpful.
The current situation, they're not opening.
Okay. Please continue.
And therefore, we had to go through every step, you know, the Tzahal and Pikud HaOref and all the different government agencies from the army down to the Misraim, and we just slowly but surely went one at a time. We had a lot of help. Rabbi Zachariah Greenwald is on the VAD. We created a VAD of 8 senior Rosh Yeshivas from all different types of yeshivas. Everybody's going to represent a different type of school, whether it's campuses, whether it's Diris, whether it's yeshiva seminaries, Zrachi, you know, just a Vada Paul, the Vada that's in charge of, you know, getting the word out and making sure that everybody's going to be following the rules. And it's been unbelievable, Siyata Deshmaya, where we've presented it to the government, and, you know, the government right now is from Aryeh Deri, who's been a tremendous help. Yitzhak Pindrus put his team of people to be there for us, to help us. Shmuel Litov is the person that, I don't know how much you know about the Israeli yeshiva world. But the Israeli system, all the yeshivas had been running basically the entire Zman under the system that was built by a Dr. Schlossberg and a Shmuel Klitov. They were the ones that built it. They set up the system of how the yeshivas could run safely, which maybe we'll go through soon if we have time. And Shmuel Klitov now is working with me, together with me, to set up all the American yeshivas.
Now, is there a chance, I think a lot of people are wondering, is there a chance that this decision could be overturned? The politics in Israel can be pretty volatile, as we know. So is it possible at the last minute the prime minister, the health ministry, could get involved or could reverse this decision?
Well, the difference between this time and last time when it was overturned was this time we went through every single, we went through the Ministry of Health, we went through the Tzal, we went through the Mishrat Rosh Hashanah, we went through every single government agency to get approval before and they've all agreed. Could anything happen? Yes, obviously something could, but mitzvah Hashem it won't.
And what if Chas v'Shalom there were a spike? Okay, continue, then I'll ask my question. No, you continue, and I'll ask my question. It's fine.
Okay, so there's something very, very important. There are two processes that have to be really talked about, and some of them are still very unknown. What was allowed to us was the Ishur Knisa, meaning we will be allowed to enter Israel. Any yeshiva boy, seminary student, even Kelly and Galite, that couldn't get in will be allowed to come into Israel. However, they have to come in through their yeshiva. The next step, which we have not started working on, meaning there's no approval yet, is the individual yeshiva. How do they get approval? How are they going to become the ushar by the Misrad HaBriyut, by the health ministry, to be sure that they will be running their institution based on the yeshiva, the system that's been set up in Eretz Israel? Every yeshiva has to get an approval from the Ministry of Health exactly how they're set up. There's two mitzvahs, it's called, two protocols that are used. There's something called mitzvah chevron, which is the way the yeshiva's chevron is being run. It's basically, to give you the entire mitzvah, the entire protocol in a nutshell, they enter in groups of 26. They are quarantined for 2 weeks in groups of 26. These quarantine groups are in, let's say, dormitories or hallways, and they're there, they learn there, they eat there, they sleep there, they don't go anywhere for these 2 weeks. After the 2 weeks, they are then moved into what's called the Beis Medrash, where the entire yeshiva is there. And they keep on doing this. They bring a group of 26, quarantine them for 2 weeks, make sure nobody's sick, and then they move them into the rest of the yeshiva. Right now, as we speak, Yeshivas Chevron has about 1,100 Talmidim sitting together in the Beis Medrash learning. However, nobody walks in and nobody walks out of the premises. You are locked in.
How does that work? They can't go out to stores? They can't go out to local establishments?
Nothing. Zero, zero, zero. There's gates, there's fences, there's barbed wire. They are totally locked in, and all they're doing is sitting and learning and steiging their brains off. The yeshiva, obviously, is giving them the stuff. The yeshiva is giving them, you know, extra food and extra different things. And there's a path which is barbed wired in, where you could go for a walk up and down just so guys could get exercise. They do take them on trips, believe it or not. Yeshivas Chevron, the biggest yeshiva, probably one of the biggest yeshivas for Bachrim in the world, has been taking the Talmidim on a trip every other week, which wow. basically means that they open up the gates, everybody goes into buses, and they rent out
isolated.
This whole, let's say, either a beach and or a park, and they
Amazing.
Just rent out the entire park, surround it, and then everybody could be there together. They basically have zero contact with the outside world, and this has been going on since basically a couple of weeks after Pesach.
Now, what if were getting to the second?
That's one mitzvah.
That's
second,
one.
Let me just finish. There's a second mitzvah. There's a second type of protocol, which is the groups of 26. Stay groups of 26, which means the different groups in each other don't really mix much, or can't mix at all. Actually, you have to divide your Beis Medrash, you have to divide your dining room, and then you can go out as long as you're not mixing in the Beis Medrash, as long as you're staying your nuclear family, call it, of 26. Which a lot of other yeshivas did. It gets very complicated. I don't think now is the right time to go through, you know, what happens if someone's sick in this material, what happens if someone's sick in that protocol, how things
I'm
happen.
Sure
these are all very, very complicated procedures.
I would think that most of the, because they want to be filled to capacity, I would assume that most yeshivas and seminaries would choose the first way, and that way, over time, right, they can fill up.
Yeah, that in theory, but I don't know if it's, you know, it's a little more difficult, let's say it that way, for a yeshiva or a seminary, depending on who their crowd that they have is, to lock them up in a building for a year.
Right, that's true. Right, that's the downside. And in the other way, there's a way where that wouldn't be the case.
The other
case,
way,
where
there will
be
freedom
to
move in and out.
Uh-huh.
I'll just give you the basic sliding scale. The more freedom you want to have in the building, the less freedom you're going to have to go out. The more freedom you want to have to go out of the building, the less freedom you're going to have
right,
to
that
mix
makes sense.
In the building as one big group.
Now, a lot of parents, I think, are wondering.
The way it was set up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What if, chas v'shalom, there is a spike in coronavirus cases over the next few weeks? What if there's an outbreak in a yeshiva or a seminary? Is there a chance, really, my question is, that there could be another shutdown and students could be sent home like last year? And people,
so
to be blunt, people are spending a lot
of
tuition money, and I'm sure that they want to feel very secure.
This is one of the things that we set up with the government, is that it's something called Ravacha, which means orphanages. We set up the yeshivas as with an understanding from the government that because they have no home to return to, so you can't send anybody home, and rather the yeshiva is going to go under lockdown if there's a, and they will be acting as a group with nobody going in, no going out, if there is a chas v'shalom, a spike where every maysid has to be shut down. If every maysid, if every institution has to be shut down, so they'll be looked at as revacha, meaning as a social, whatever you want to call it, social services institution, and they will be allowed to stay. With they'll be locked down in the seminary, which, you know, or the yeshiva, which, you know, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, that sounds like
they'll
a
be
great,
allowed to continue.
Great game plan. Now, how will they ensure that yeshivas and seminaries adhere to the rules, as you mentioned? Now, what would happen if, let's say, an institution, chas v'shalom, were to violate the rules? I don't think that'll happen. What would the repercussions be?
So we set up a whole, first of all, yeshiva that's not adhering to the rules will be shut down, and that's there's nothing to talk about. We set up a whole system of, you know, kabbatim, security officers, and different people that are going to be coming, and different responsibilities and different sets of rules to make sure that different insurances to make sure that everybody's going to be keeping to the rules.
And will there be any fallout, you know, once this becomes publicized? Right now in the From world, this is the biggest news to hit for months. But I guess the question is, in Eretz Yisrael, will there be other groups, secular groups, who are going to protest this? And are you concerned about the backlash?
There's been unbelievable siyata d'shmaya to all the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael that followed these two mitzvahs, and there's been basically, you know, obviously there's an isolated case, but basically they've been clean. There are 100 yeshivas running in Eretz Yisrael. You know, in the news every once in a while you hear this one guy got sick from this yeshiva, but basically speaking, there's nobody getting sick in the yeshivas.
Yeah,
and therefore, everybody is sort of aware that the yeshivas have a system where you're locked down, and therefore it's safe. The tourist money, obviously, the money that comes in to Eretz Yisrael from all the seminaries, yeshivas, is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and therefore, you know, I don't think anybody's going to complain.
Yeah, a lot of incentive there on the side of the government. Yeah, understood.
And the coalition is very, very important.
Just to be clear, the coalition is different.
Everybody
different than the Eretz Kodesh party. The coalition is specifically for the yeshivas and seminaries.
Yeah.
Please
coalition
continue.
Is the coalition of yeshivas and seminaries, which is total achdus. And when we all came together and when we represented Torah and Eretz Yisrael, we represented Klal Yisrael as a whole with no divisions, no matter who you are, what type you are, all I want to do is learn Torah. It made a tremendous impact on the government officials, and they felt that they had to allow it.
What an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem.
It's
mind-blowing.
Mitzvah Shem, it should continue.
The kind of Achdus you've brought about and the kind of Kiddush Hashem and the way that it has impacted the government, I mean, it's just, I can't get over the backstory here. Rav Nechemia Malinowitz, first, thank you for joining us. You've pulled off the unthinkable. I mean, I don't think anybody, I certainly never dreamed in my fantasies that you could make this happen this quickly in Elul.
It was unbelievable siyata d'shmaya, and obviously the Eibishter really, really enjoys the Torah that comes out of the yeshivas and the seminaries, and he wanted it to continue. Yeah. I feel a tremendous chus to be the shliach here and to be part of it, and I'm honored.
It's immeasurable. Listen, I mean, 15,000 or so Bachrim and seminary girls who are going to be trapped at home or trapped in the U.S. or who knows what. And now Eretz, able to come to Eretz Yisrael and learn the Achdus that you've created, the Kiddush Hashem. I mean, no words could possibly express, I think, what you've really accomplished over here. You deserve a tremendous Yashar Koach, and I do appreciate you sharing the story here.
It's Chus of the Tzibur.
Okay.
That's,
and yeah, a lot of anivas. From Nechemia Malinowitz, head of the Eretz HaKodesh Party and the head of the Coalition of Seminaries and Yeshivas. Thank you. On Yeshiva World.